News Radio KMAN, good morning. It is now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and time for our regular interview with some of those that are in the medical field to keep us up to date on how the local battle against the coronavirus is going today. They kind of flipped operations today within our communications here at KMAN. Bob Cobble is here. He's the president and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Bob, good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Certainly appreciate you and all the work that your staff and everybody is in the medical field are doing to try their best to keep everybody safe in the community. And, you know, we just had on the news here just a couple of moments ago that President Biden seems to think that we're going to be able at some point pretty soon be able to administer 1 million vaccines a day. And that is encouraging news. And vaccines is probably one of the top things that is in people's minds was because, you know, we're getting more of those come in and we're getting more and more people administered here with the vaccines. Where do we stand on vaccines locally now?
Well, you know, look, I think everybody's aware Riley County Health Department has now started to do a few times every week they've been able to start doing vaccinations. We're in group two, which are those over the age of 65, first responders, and those who work in education and child care. And I think as long as they are able to continue getting, you know, kind of a steady flow, if you will, of vaccine to them, they're going to not only be able to continue doing the clinics they've been doing, but, you know, I know that they're planning around the options to expand spaces. It really is dependent upon the vaccine. You know, I think just so from personal experience, from us doing vaccinations here at the hospital for our team and physicians in the community, you know, it does take several people to actually effectively run the clinic too, and so you have to have a team, if you will, that's available as well to do that.
When you have a lot of people lining up, especially if they're lining up outside when it's cold, that's something that a lot of people don't necessarily like to do, even if it's to get a COVID vaccine. Some of the logistics have been challenging for officials in order to get those vaccines administered. What are some steps that you're taking locally to try to appease that situation from happening?
Well, you know, for us, our experience has been to tighten up the schedule. And so instead of giving people larger time windows from which, you know, to go get the vaccine. So here at the hospital, we actually start out with 30-minute increments. We move to 20, and our next round will actually move to 15 minutes. That tends to kind of even out people coming into the process. So, you know, I think that's just something to look at when perhaps I know the county's been using a two-hour window. Well, people are going to tend to come at the beginning. So one thing, you know, just as an individual, if that's the process, maybe intentionally wait and go with the middle of the time frame or just slightly after the middle of the time frame, and you might actually have a shorter wait time. But, you know, for us, that the scheduling is actually a really big deal. Having people fill their paperwork out ahead of time also really, really, really speeds up the process. And so I think that's another good thing. If you're able to do that, if you're able to get the documentation, because we are collecting, you've got to provide some demographic information. You've got to do like a short kind of health history, if you will, because that's really what that way will, you know, who to kind of really watch more carefully to see if they're going to have some sort of response to getting the vaccine.
What is the next opportunity for residents to be getting their vaccine shots?
You know, I know they have clinics scheduled for later this week. Like everything else, that'll be dependent upon the vaccine being delivered today, or they may have gotten it yesterday. I didn't talk to anybody in the afternoon from the health department. It was kind of a midday call that we were on. You know, like for us here at the hospital, we just are kind of waiting to see. We actually have a second dose clinic on Wednesday for some of our staff and physicians, but we haven't actually received any first dose vaccine here for a week or so. So it's just kind of, you got to kind of wait till you get the material, and then we kind of have a pre-planned process of how we push that out, and that's what kind of the county is following as well.
We're speaking with Bob Cobble, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital here in Manhattan. Let's talk about some of these things, because the second shot to complete the vaccination process is to be, what, 2.5-3 weeks after the first, is that correct?
Well, it depends on the product. If you get the Pfizer vaccine, it's a 3-week window. And that's kind of plus or minus a day or two. With the Moderna vaccine, it's actually a 4-week window between your two shots. And again, you have that same plus or minus a day or two. Again, for us, we're, just not that huge of an organization. We've really kind of helped people right to the day. And that has actually worked out fairly well. People are pretty motivated and they're, moving their calendars around to get there. But you do need that time lag to get the most effectiveness out of the vaccine. And then after you get each shot, there's like about 12, 14 days later is when you actually start to have the antibodies and have the immunity. So if you were to get a Moderna shot this week, 4 weeks later you get your second shot, and then about 2 weeks after that is actually when you would have, we would expect, 90, 94, 95% of the population that get the shot would actually have their antibodies up and have some immunity.
So someone, after they received their first shot, and, they got to wait 3 or 4 weeks, depending on the vaccine. During that 3 to 4 weeks, you continue to give the first vaccine or the first shot, and then after you get through that process, when you get to substantial amounts of the second round, do you shut off or continue to provide the first round vaccines while others are getting their second shot?
So I think that what the county's planning to do is actually they'll be doing both simultaneously. So they'll have like first dose groups and they'll also have second dose groups. And we've done that too internally. I think it's important too. So we've actually had not a huge number, but we've actually had people who tested positive for COVID within a week of getting their first vaccine because you've gotten the vaccine, but you don't have the antibody protection yet. So that's why you've got to still continue being careful, doing your hand hygiene, doing the masking, doing the social distancing, because just because you got the vaccine, today does not mean you have any level of protection whatsoever. And so I think that's a key thing too. Really got to help people understand this is like, in the end, this ends up being a 6-week process by the time you get your shots and you get the immunity. And so that's why we've got to continue. And even after you have that, you still have to wear masks, social distance, do the hand hygiene. Because you got to remember, this is 94, 95% effective. So there's 5% that is not going to be effective. And there's also, I think there's now science that would say you can have the vaccine, have antibodies, and have some level of immunity, and still carry and transmit this to other people. And so that's why it's just so important that we continue those mitigation, those precautions.
Let's talk a little bit, Bob, about some numbers, because we've seen a substantial decrease in the numbers of those that are being treated there at Ascension Via Christi and also the numbers of positive tests. And does that mean we've gotten through the holiday wave of positive cases?
Well, so today we start today. I think we have 9 positives and a PUI as inpatients. It is certainly a much better place than I think when I was on the radio with you a few weeks ago, Dave, when we were at 20-some.
Yeah, I think we had 25.
Positive. Yeah, we got as high as 25. So that's definitely a positive. And we do, that's kind of been our experience with COVID, though. You kind of have these ups and these downs, and you kind of land on a kind of a plateau again. And so being back in the 9-10 range where we are, that's actually where we were before that kind of post-holiday spike. So we do think this is obviously progress. This is moving in the right direction. It's been, what is today, the 26th?
Today's the 26th.
A full month after the holidays, so we're hopefully past all of that. And now we'll just have to kind of see what is just occurring, in the community. The positivity rate has been dropping in the county, so that is also still a really, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Ideally, we would be less than 5%, and we're still, much higher than that, but we are moving in the right direction. So that's a very good thing to have happen.
There's a new survey that is out for folks to respond to. Give us some background on this new business confidence survey.
Sure. So the Front Hills Regional Council, they pushed out a survey a little over a week ago, and it's a business confidence survey. What that is, we're trying to gather data. And this is the Front Hills region actually reaches from Lyons County up here to Riley County. But to really get an idea of the impact that COVID has had on businesses and what people are looking at or expecting, kind of projecting for their business here as we go into 2021. So it is extremely helpful to have people fill it out. And you can just go to the Flint Hills Regional website. So it's flinthillsregion.org and to get to the survey. But really encouraging specifically our business owners across, you know, this multi-county area to take a few minutes and fill that out, because that's kind of the information, the data just helps kind of all the local chambers, all the folks who are doing economic development. This is just a huge source of information for them for planning for this year. And, you know, being on the Recovery Task Force, one of our biggest goals is to see what you can do to get the economy going again. And so this kind of information is actually really helpful to our group as well.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Bob?
You and I were talking when I first got on the phone. It's a little chilly out today, so
yeah,
it's all
okay.
Be careful.
It's winter in Kansas. Just didn't, you know, if you weren't familiar, they could be cold sometimes. They could be messy. So appreciate the update on that, too.
Be careful as you're walking today.
Absolutely. Bob Koppel, President and CEO, joining us this morning here at News Radio KMAN. Bob, talk to you next week.